It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We are about to wrap this thing up when it comes to high school football season is what I'm talking about. And we are in the final week. Lots to determine still. Region championship still on the line. Seeding still on the line. There is a lot going on that we have not determined as far as the playoff scenario in the high school football world. So some of the scores from last week, we will touch base on those. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so we had some really interesting scores last week. We had a few upsets occur. That's basically what I'm trying to get at. So we'll run through these things. Dublin and Central Macon, Dublin 54-0 winners. So Dublin looks like that they might have things back on track. Not that they had the train off the track, but I just don't feel like that Dublin has been as strong as what I'm accustomed to seeing. 54-0 is definitely a good score. Jefferson County and East Lawrence, Jefferson County in a nail biter, 14-13. Camden and Colquitt. So Camden had to have that game. They had to go to the hog pen and win to keep any remote chance of a playoff berth alive. They had to win, and then they had to have Richmond Hill beat Colquitt this week. It doesn't matter. Colquitt, 45-28 winners. They eliminate Camden from the playoff picture. Lowndes and Richmond Hill. Lowndes now looks like that they might very well concrete their way to a region championship. They've got Valdosta coming up. They beat Richmond Hill 49-23. So in that region, that's 1-6A. Your four playoff teams, Lowndes, Valdosta, Colquitt, and Richmond Hill in some order. So Colquitt has beaten Valdosta, and Valdosta has yet to play Lowndes, and Lowndes has beaten Colquitt. So if Valdosta wins at, they're at home. Lowndes is going to Bazemore Hyder. But if Valdosta wins and Colquitt wins, then it creates a mess, a three-way tie. There is also a scenario where if Valdosta beats Lowndes, and then I think it's Richmond Hill beats Colquitt, that gets funny too. Anyway, the easiest thing is if Lowndes wins and Colquitt wins, then everything is just fine. Valdosta beat Tift 48-35. By the way, I failed to mention this. Colquitt has had a share of that region championship for like a decade straight. They have won that region, or at least had a share for a decade straight. If Lowndes beats Valdosta, it will end that streak. Bradwell and Lakeside Evans. Lakeside Evans had not won a game the entire year. They beat Bradwell 38-21. Remember earlier on when Bradwell beat Glen Academy, and then we were talking about maybe Bradwell could make the playoffs potentially as a fourth seed. They just lost to, they're already eliminated from the playoffs, and they just lost to a winless team. Effingham and Glen Academy, Effingham 45-42. Effingham was up in that game in the fourth quarter 45-20. And then Glenn just stormed back and got to 45-42 with like 12 seconds left on the clock. Tried an onside kick, didn't get it, and that was pretty much it. It was really interesting, too, because going into the fourth quarter, it was almost like Glenn had conceded that game. Going to the fourth quarter, you didn't really sense that Glenn was in a rush or a hurry. They huddled a lot, took their time calling plays. And then they make this furious comeback, and then boom, 12 seconds left on the clock. They just simply ran out of time. South Effingham and Statesboro. Statesboro eliminates South Effingham from the playoff picture 27-17 and sets up a scenario for the Blue Devils where if they win at Womack against Effingham, they will be your region champions. Veterans and Coffee. Coffee 35-25 over Veterans. Thomas County Central and Houston County. Look, I don't really know what to say about this. I have been singing Houston County's praises. I told you that this might be the year that Houston wins that dang region with Thomas County Central and Lee and Coffee and Veterans. I told you. I think Houston's going to be the best team in that region. And now they're getting into the hard part of their schedule, which is region play. And they go down 31-7 to Thomas County Central. I mean, they weren't even competitive. What the heck happened to the Bears? They've been a good football team all year, and then they get trounced. Granted, they were on the road, but still, they go down 31-7. Lee and Northside, Lee County 54-12 winners over Northside. Benedictine and Perry 41-17. Benedictine now really has a stranglehold on that region because of an upset that I'm about to tell you about. Ware County and Warner Robins. Warner Robins downs Ware 48-44. Warner Robins has not played good football this year. An earlier loss to Wayne County, who has been struggling, and they have not looked like Warner Robins. Well, they hosted Ware at Martin Stadium, and they beat them 48-44, and it causes a whole bunch of issues. Not with Benedictine. Benedictine's going to win that region hands down, but it creates a situation with Perry, Ware, and Warner Robins where it's going to get really interesting. New Hampstead and Wayne. New Hampstead 34, Wayne 13. I really thought, right, and that eliminates Wayne from the playoffs as well. If Wayne had won that game, it would have been really, really interesting. But, you know, maybe the Warner Robins win would have eliminated Wayne anyway. I'm not really sure about all the math. But it would have created a dynamic where Ware could have made the play, or Wayne could have made the playoffs. Nonetheless, they are eliminated. Peach and Cairo. So Peach County has been in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for most of the year. They have been undefeated. They are undefeated no more. They went to Cairo, and Cairo beat them 38-31. So Peach net falls from the ranks of the unbeaten. We'll see if they remain in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Beach and Liberty. Beach 18, Liberty 7. A little bit of a surprise here. You know, I actually told you that Beach was going to win this game. But, you know, Liberty's had a pretty good year, but Beach up ends them 18-7. Calvary Day and Groves, 48-8. Calvary Day downs Groves. Jenkins and the Islands, pretty much what you expected, 49-0. Jenkins up over the Islands. Windsor Forest and Johnson of Savannah. Windsor Forest, 34 and Johnson 15. Long County and Southeast Bullock. I don't know what the heck happened to Southeast Bullock. I was sitting here and I thoroughly believed it. I was hearing the stuff out of Brooklet too, that this team was for real, that they were on the cusp of becoming a perennial state champion, or not state champion, but a perennial power, that, you know, they were going to be legit and for real for a while. They went down to Long 43-21. You know, Southeast Bullock, what they are, is like they're that girlfriend that gets you to constantly believe in them, and then like she cheats on you, and then you forgive her, and then like she convinces you it's never going to happen again, and she's going to be this better person, and then she cheats on you, and then she's going to, oh, I'm so sorry, it'll never happen again, I made a mistake, and then she cheats on you. That's what Southeast Bullock is right now to me. They're the cheating girlfriend that keeps making you believe in her, and you just don't cut the tie, and you're just, I'm done. And what you need to do is just say, I'm done. That's what needs to happen. But again, Southeast Bullock goes down to Long County 43-21. West Lawrence 49, Aquinas 42, Appling 57-27 winners over Cook. Pierce rights the ship after the loss last week 42-7 over Tattnall on the road. Fitzgerald downs Bacon 35-0. Brantley and Berrien. I really thought that if Brantley was going to win a game, Berrien might be the circle game on their calendar. It didn't happen for the Herons. Berrien wins 33-7. Worth and Jeff Davis. If Jeff Davis had won that game, it would have created a funky situation where you had a three-way tiebreaker at the top of that region. Worth not going to have to worry about it. They downed Jeff Davis 26-14. Jeff Davis now looks like a perennial three seed. Bleckley and Ace Charter. Bleckley 48-9 over Ace Charter. Northeast and Dodge. This is one I didn't see coming. 33-14. Northeast beats Dodge County. Oh, boy. Swainsboro and Savannah Christian. Here's another one that I did think that Savannah Christian had a good chance to win the game and beat Swainsboro. I believe I picked Swainsboro to win the game. That didn't happen. But Savannah Christian was at home. I really thought that had all the makings of a really, really good football game. Savannah Christian 45 and Swainsboro 19. What in the world? Savannah Country Day and Episcopal of Jacksonville. Savannah Country Day 17-14 winners. Savannah Country Day will find themselves in a matchup this week where they got a win to get in the playoffs. It will be a play-in game between them and Vidalia. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Toombs County, you might see them moving up in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They beat the aforementioned Vidalia Indians 56-16. And, you know, that's a big-time rivalry game, and they whooped the Indians at their place. Charlton and Brooks, 39-21. Brooks over Charlton. Clinch and Turner. Clinch keeps marching toward a region championship, 40-8. ECI and Claxton. ECI 48, Claxton 8. This will set up a winner-take-all game in that region between Claxton and, between ECI and Screven. Metter and Jenkins County. Metter had to have it. They didn't get it. Jenkins County beat them 21-14. For all intents and purposes, unless there's some crazy math that I'm not aware of, Metter is now eliminated from making the playoffs. Savannah and MCA, MCA 35, Savannah 20. MCA very much alive. They could be a three. They could be a four. Just kind of depends on what happens with some of the games this week. Portal and Screven, Screven 42-7 over Portal. Telfair and Dooley. Telfair, what a great year for Telfair. 20-6 winners over Dooley. Hawkinsville downs Trutland 22-10. And Pinewood and Terrell will play in the GISA playoffs because Pinewood went down to Bullock 42-28. So Pinewood will have to play in the first round of the GISA playoffs. They will not get a bye. St. Andrews and Frederica. Frederica 49-16 winners. We already told you last week Frederica is your region champion. And they will be a five seed. They will get a first-round bye, but they'll have to go on the road in the first round to play Valwood. Bullock and Pinewood, 42-28. We just told you about that. Bullock will also get a first-round bye. Valwood and Brookwood. Valwood, 44-9 over Brookwood. And Valwood, we just told you, will be playing at home in Valdosta against the Frederica Academy Knights, who will be looking for some revenge, by the way, because Valwood beat St. Simon's or beat Frederica earlier in the year on St. Simon's under the Oaks in the Bloody Marsh.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The last week of high school football season, region championships and playoff seating implications everywhere. Lowndes scoots over to Bazemore Hyder to play Valdosta, and with a win, Lowndes is your region 1-6A champion. Effingham ventures across I-16 to take on Statesboro, and also with a win, Statesboro wins Region 1-5A. Savannah Christian treks to Lyons to take on Toombs. The winner is your region champ, and ECI and Screven square off for a winner-take-all game as well. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
So we're going to roll into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center always also guarantees their work for life, which is also always. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 off of I-95 exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so it is that time where we are going to get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And I will tell you, we have two new participants in the rankings. We had two folks, two teams, fall out of the rankings. The teams that, well, let's recap from last week. Let's do that first. So last week at number 10, we had Liberty County. 9 was Toombs, 8 was Dodge, 7 Ware, 6 Valdosta, 5 was Peach, 4 was Houston, 3 was Clinch, 2 Lowndes, and the number 1 team last week was Worth, the Worth County Rams. All right, so I will go ahead and tell you. The teams that fell out, Dodge County, out. Liberty County, out. So at number 10, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season, in the last week of the regular season, even though this team is already done, they play in the GISA. They are region champions. And at number 10, with a 49-16 win over St. Andrews, the Frederica Academy Knights get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 8, coming off of a 38-31 loss to Cairo, falling 4 spots, Peach County. At number 8, also falling 4 spots with a 31-7 loss to Thomas County Central, the Houston County Bears. at number 7, getting back in to the rankings. They had fallen out. They are now back in. A 42-7 win over Tattnall County. At number 7, the Pierce County Bears. At number 6, moving up 3 spots with a 56-16 win over rival Vidalia, the Toombs County Bulldogs at number 6. At number 5, moving up 1 spot with a 48-35 win over Tiff County, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 4, a new entrant for the first time ever, the first time ever, into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 40-38 win over Wilcox to remain undefeated. At number 4, making their first ever appearance, Wheeler County at number 4. At number 3, with a 40-8 win over Turner, holding strong at number 3, the Clinch County Panthers. At number 2, with a 49-23 win over Richmond Hill, remaining at number 2, the Lowndes County Vikings. And so once again, for the second consecutive week, with a 26-14 win over Jeff Davis, the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams. Okay, so let's recap. At number 10, Frederica. 9, Peach. 8, Houston. 7, Pierce. 6, Toombs. 5 is Valdosta. 3 is Clinch. 4 is Wheeler County. 3 is Clinch. 2 is Lowndes. And the number 1 team again in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens, what will happen with these rankings. Again, this is not my formula. This is not me picking teams. There's a formula that does all the math here for us, right? Absolutely there is. There's a formula that does all the math here for us and then ranks these teams. And again, to be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you've got to be round about I-16 or south, and you got to be round about I-75 or east. So if you're in that little square-ish of the state, you are eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I'm going to be really interested to see if Lowndes beats Valdosta, can Lowndes re-jump the Worth County Rams for the number 1 spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queen's Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adoboqueensmenufy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fall is in the air, and that means cooler weather, football fun, and of course, Halloween. Don't be scared. Come on into Cunningham Jewelers. All treats and no tricks. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter how spooky and no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All right, so week 12, the final week of the high school football season. We've got a lot of games that are going to mean a lot with playoff implications on the line. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Football is here, and we at Jessup Furniture are going long. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. All right, so it is now time to get into the high school football games for the final week of the season. Kind of sad, I mean, that we've gotten that far already. It just seems like we kicked off yesterday, sort of. All right, so Pinewood in the GISA state playoffs in the first round. They will have to go on the road to play Terrell Academy. Give me Pinewood to win the game. They are a 7 seed. Terrell is a 10 seed. Benedictine at New Hampstead. Benedictine, they win. They win the region. I don't see any reason why New Hampstead should give them a fight. Benedictine wins and wins the region. Central Macon at Bleckley. Give me Bleckley to win the football game. Westside Augusta at West Lawrence. I'll take West Lawrence. Jenkins County at Savannah. Jenkins has got to win to give themselves a chance to get in the playoffs. I don't think Savannah's got a chance to win the game. Give me Jenkins County. Camden at Tift. Both of those teams playing for pride. Neither one of them have won a region game. The winner will have done just that. Tift is at home. I'm going to pick Tift to win the football game. Give me the Blue Devils. Colquitt at Richmond Hill. We told you about the playoff scenarios earlier. Richmond Hill is locked in at least as a 4 seed unless something crazy happens. Give me Colquitt to win the game. Go to the hill and win the game. Lowndes at Valdosta. The game's at Bazemore Hyder. If there's a better rivalry in the state other than Lowndes and Valdosta, I may not know of it. Valdosta wins, they create chaos. If Lowndes wins, they win the region for the first time outright in God knows how long. Give me the Lowndes County Vikings to go on the road and beat their arch rival, the Valdosta Wildcats. Evans at Bradwell. I think I'll take Bradwell. I think. Who knows? Flip a coin, but I'll take Bradwell. South Effingham at Brunswick. The game is between the bricks. South Effingham was eliminated from the playoffs last week by Statesboro, who right now is the number one seed in that region. Statesboro beats Effingham. They're your region champs. Brunswick's got to win to have a chance and get some help. Give me the Pirates to down South Effingham. Effingham at Statesboro. A lot on the line, not just for Statesboro to win a region championship, but Effingham, with that win over Glen Academy, they're potentially looking at what could be a 2 seed if they knock off Statesboro. A lot on the line. So I'm going to take the Effingham Rebels to go into Womack and beat Statesboro, and that will give Brunswick High a region championship. It will make Effingham your 2 seed. Statesboro, I believe, will fall to 3, and Glenn will be your 4. Give me Effingham over Statesboro. Effingham looked really good last week up until that fourth quarter. Glenn at Greenbrier. Glenn is your 4 seed no matter what happens. Give me Glenn to beat Greenbrier. Thomas County Central at Coffey. Looks like Coffey might end up being your 4 seed. Unless they find a way to beat Thomas County Central, and then that creates chaos with all sorts of tiebreakers. Give me Thomas County Central to go to Douglas and win. Lee at Houston. Look, I don't know. The blowout loss last week by Houston to Thomas County Central, they are at home against Lee. Lee's a really good football team. You know what? I'm going to pick Houston. I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to pick Houston to win the football game and knock off Lee. Veterans at Northside. I'm going to pick Veterans here. I'm going to pick Veterans to go to Martin Stadium and beat Northside. Warner Robins at Perry. All of a sudden now, Warner Robins is showing some life, and if they beat Perry, they might find their way to a number two seed. That's crazy. I don't think it's going to happen. Give me Perry to win the football game. Wayne at Ware. Ware coming off of the stunning loss to Warner Robins last week. Wayne has been struggling. I don't think it's going to be pretty. Wayne's got to go to the swamp to play in Waycross. Give me Ware by a lot. Monroe at Peach. Peach coming off that first loss of the year. They're going to be very upset, very focused. Give me Peach by a lot. Beach at Southeast Bullock. I already told you, Southeast Bullock's like that cheating girlfriend that keeps convincing you to stay. I'm picking Beach. I'm picking Beach to go to Brooklet and beat Southeast Bullock because they can't figure out if they want to be good or not. Beach has been playing pretty good football. Give me Beach. Liberty, did you ever think there'd be a day where I'm picking a Savannah school over Southeast Bullock? Today's the day. Liberty County at Calvary Day. Give me Calvary Day to win the football game. Groves at Windsor Forest. I'll take Windsor Forest. Islands at Long County. Long coming off that win over Southeast Bullock. Give me Long. Johnson of Savannah at Jenkins. Give me Jenkins. Appling at Pierce. That's a big-time game right there. The game's in the Bears' den. You don't win in the Bears' den, right? I said this a couple weeks ago, and then they lost. Appling's a good football team. They're perfectly capable of beating Pierce even in the Bears' den, but I'm going to take Pierce at home. Crisp at Cook. Give me Cook County. Bacon at Brantley. Brantley's last chance to win a football game. They are winless. I don't think it happens. Bacon wins in Caney Bay. Berrien at Thomasville. Give me Thomasville to win the game. Jeff Davis at Fitzgerald. Look, if Jeff Davis wins this football game, they may play themselves into a scenario where they could end up with a two seed. There is a scenario. Give me Jeff Davis to beat Fitzgerald. Yeah, I like Jeff Davis. Dodge at Dublin. Give me Dodge. East Lawrence at Northeast. Northeast showed me something last week. I'm taking Northeast to beat East Lawrence. Savannah Christian at Toombs County. This is a winner-take-all game. Winner is the region champ. Loser is probably the two seed. Give me the Toombs County Bulldogs to beat the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. They are at home in Lions. Vidalia at Savannah Country Day. This is a play-in game. The loser is out. The winner gets the four seed. Give me Savannah Country Day at home to beat the Indians. Charlton at Turner. Give me Charlton County. Clinch at Lanier. Give me Clinch County to win the region. Bryan at Metter. Metter's already eliminated. Bryan's got to have it. Bryan County's got to win the football game to give themselves a chance to get into a tiebreaker. Metter spoils the season for the Bryan County Redskins. Metter wins the football game. Screven at ECI. Another winner-take-all game. The game is in Twin City. Doesn't matter. I'm picking Screven to go to Twin City and beat the Emanuel County Institute Bulldogs. MCA at Portal, another scenario where a team's got to have it to potentially put themselves at least into a tiebreaker. MCA at Portal, give me MCA to go to Portal and beat the Panthers. Dooley at Hawkinsville, give me Hawkinsville to win the football game. Trutland at Wheeler, Wheeler trying to stay undefeated. Trutland's had a really good football season. Give me Wheeler to remain undefeated and win the region. Those are your games for week 12 of the high school football season. A ton still to get to. If it wasn't Halloween, right, because it's Halloween night, a lot of tricks, we'll see. But if it wasn't Halloween night, I would be up in Statesboro watching Effingham and the Blue Devils. That's where I would be. Instead, I'm going to be on St. Simon's taking my son trick-or-treating. That might be a lot more fun. I don't know.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simon's and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simon's. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter. 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Yeah, how appropriate for Halloween. maybe, in my opinion, the greatest song of the 1980s, Thriller. It's definitely up there if it's not. All right, so we're going to get into the college football games that we have going on, and the college football season is getting incredibly interesting. At least, it is, not just in my opinion. All right, 25 Memphis at Rice. Give me Memphis. Memphis needs a football game. They're looking like they might be the team that represents the group of five. Penn State at number one, Ohio State. Look, nobody in their right mind is picking Penn State to go to the Shoe and beat the Buckeyes, but I am. I'm picking Penn State to knock off the number one team in the country, Penn State. Write it down, in a big upset. West Virginia at 22, Houston. Or 22, Houston. Give me Houston to win the football game. Number 10, Miami at SMU. Miami rolls. Number 9, Vanderbilt at 20, Texas. Big game for Vandy. They got to have it potentially to get themselves into the SEC championship game. They don't get it. Texas knocks off Vanderbilt. And I will say that depends on Arch Manning. If Arch Manning plays, I'm taking Texas. If he doesn't, I'll take Vanderbilt. Keep that in mind. Throwing that caveat out there. Number 16, Louisville at Virginia Tech. Give me Louisville. Texas Tech. Number 13, Texas Tech at Kansas State. Give me the Red Raiders to win the football game. Number 12, Notre Dame at Boston College. I think Notre Dame struggles, but I think they win. Indiana at Maryland. Indiana's the second-ranked team in the country. Same thing. I think Indiana struggles. I think that we begin to see some chinks in the armor, but they find a way to win. Number 5, Georgia at Florida. As a Georgia fan, this game scares the bejesus out of me because Georgia has absolutely no idea what to expect from a new Florida coaching staff, a new head coach, a new play caller. There's no tape on any of this stuff. And so Georgia's got no idea is Ford even going to run the same system? What are they going to call on third and four, right? Like, Georgia doesn't know. So the unknowns in this game really scares me. Florida doesn't have a bad roster. Billy Napier did a good job recruiting. They've got talent. This game scares me, but I'm going to pick Georgia. I do think Georgia's a better football team, but I wouldn't be stunned if Florida found a way to stun the Bulldogs. 15, Virginia at Cal. Give me Virginia. South Carolina at number 7, Ole Miss. South Carolina needs a signature win. They need a big win desperately. They're not going to get it this week against Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss Fighting Rebs. Ole Miss wins the football game. Purdue at 21, Michigan. This will be a close game. Michigan will find a way to win the game. Number 8, Georgia Tech at NC State. This is a game where I really want to see Georgia Tech take the bull by the horns and just run NC State out of their own stadium. I need to see that at some point from Georgia Tech where they run somebody out the door. I'll take Georgia Tech to win the game. I think it's going to be close. But, man, I really would like to see Georgia Tech kind of just solidify themselves. Hey, we're 8th in the country, and we deserve to be here. 18, Oklahoma at 14, Tennessee. Oklahoma losers of 2 straight. It will be 3 straight. Oklahoma's not going to Knoxville and beating that Tennessee team. Tennessee wins the game. 23, USC at Nebraska. I'm taking the upset here. Give me the Cornhuskers to knock off the Trojans. 17, Cincinnati at 24, Utah. Give me Utah to win the game. In the SEC, Mississippi State at Arkansas. I'll take Arkansas. Kentucky at Auburn. Look, Auburn's got a chance to get bowl eligible here. If they can get the Kentucky game, I think they've got Ball State as well. They've got 4 wins now. That would be 2 wins to get bowl eligible. I don't know if that's enough to save Hugh Freeze's job, but it certainly would go a long way. In the ACC, North Carolina at Syracuse. Give me North Carolina to beat Syracuse. Duke at Clemson. Games in Death Valley, close game. Clemson finds a way. Pitt at Stanford. Give me Pitt. Wake Forest at Florida State. I think I'll take Florida State. UCF in the Big 12 at Baylor. I'll take Baylor at home. In the Sun Belt, Louisiana at South Alabama. Give me Louisiana. Old Dominion at Louisiana Monroe. I'll take Old Dominion. Arkansas State at Troy. Give me Troy to win the football game. And, of course, in Conference USA, Kennesaw State already beat UTEP 33-20. So those are your games coming up this week in college football. Oh, man, what a slate. Georgia-Florida week. That's a big deal, especially if you're down this way in Southeast Georgia. Huge.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, appreciate you as always.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jason.
All right, so Georgia's had a lot of issues with wide receivers just not being very good the last several years. They lose a wide receiver to injury. The wide receivers played much better this year, I think, but they lose one of their key guys, and Colby Young has a quote-unquote lower leg injury. Officially, they came out and said that it was a lower leg fracture. So, in doctor jargon, lower leg fracture, are we talking about the fibula or the tibia here?
You know, it's probably watching the film and seeing him sort of hobble off. I think my bet is that it's a fibula fracture. That's most common. If he actually had a tibia fracture, you know, the large shin bone, you're not going to be putting any weight on it. They would have truly carted him off the field, splinted it, and all those kind of things. A fibula is the small bone on the outside. You can't play when it's broken, but you can kind of limp off the field.
So when you say fracture, right, we've had this conversation before. For those folks that haven't heard this conversation, we'll do it again. Fracture means
It is broken.
Correct.
It is through and through a broken bone.
So with a broken bone, with the fibula being broken, they have said he is out indefinitely. They have not gone as far, Dr. Sasser, as saying that he's done for the rest of the year. They have said indefinitely. So that leaves some hope. So give your diagnosis. How long are we talking potentially?
Well, and if it is an isolated fibula fracture, meaning that if the fracture is closer to the ankle, it can be really kind of two components. You have the break, which is of the bone, and then if there's any ankle joint injury, as in a bad ankle sprain. And so you have to recover from the break and you have to recover from the sprain. Now, if they fix it, and a lot of times with these athletes, we will fix those fractures because it allows you to get them back a little sooner.
Okay.
They can rehab. Again, this is the University of Georgia, D1 collegiate program. So they have the ability to train and work out, but have minimal weight bearing through that ankle at that time. Therefore, when it is healed, he's pretty much ready to go.
So what are you thinking, 4 to 6 weeks or?
Probably a solid 6 weeks.
Okay.
But the hope would probably be that it's 6 weeks, and when he is at 6 weeks, we read something that says Colby Young is practicing and he looks great.
Okay. With that being said, to get him back as quickly as that Georgia wants to have him back, what is the process? Are they going to put him in a boot? Do you even do something like that for a fibula? Like, what do you do as far as protecting it? Because I'm sure there's not much he can do as far as rehab.
Well, you can actually unweight it. And so a lot of times with these, if it's non-displaced, they'll put it through a boot. But if you think about it, if you fix it, either one or two screws, if it's kind of an oblique or diagonal fracture, sometimes they can just fix it with a couple of screws or do a small plate and screws on the side of the ankle and fix it that way. Once that incision is healed at, say, 7 to 10 days, they can actually begin range of motion exercises They can get him in the pool. They have a lot of unweighting treadmills where you can start walking unweighted in the pool and continue with upper body strength, core strength. So you can do a lot more if it is fixed because it'll be solid and it just takes time for it to heal versus being in a boot. He would have to be in the boot the whole time. So you can't really do as much rehab wise, and then you get atrophy of his muscles, deconditioning, and you have to go above and beyond that once it's healed.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So the better option is to fix it, not put him in the boot. If they go the boot route, and so he's not doing anything, atrophy sets in, once you get the boot off, then he's got to go back through kind of retraining and rehab. Right. If they go that route, we're not talking 6 weeks, we're talking how long?
Probably 8 to 12.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
Okay, so that's almost a full year.
Yeah, that's right. That's the season.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the type of rehab stuff, if they just fix it, don't put him in a boot. So he'd be in the pool, rehabbing, doing stuff like that. What type of rehab exercises would he be doing in a pool as a wide receiver? Especially like, because he's a great blocking wide receiver too.
Right. Well, and I mean, first they would just walk because you want to work on getting your range of motion back. You want to have confidence in your ankle.
Yeah.
You know, that it feels normal. All these athletes, they look normal. They're running up and down the sideline, but they'll say, yeah, it's just not, I'm not 100%. And I can't get in their body. But when you're at that level, and we've talked about this before, they know if they don't have complete confidence in what they're doing. And if you don't have complete confidence in your ankle, you're not going to run as fast. You're not going to cut as quick. And then you will miss that pass. And they'll say, oh, Colby Young's not ready. Well, maybe his ankle wasn't ready. So by fixing it, this allows him to start earlier with getting his motion back, his strength back in his ankle, his confidence back in that ankle. And then as it's better, say maybe the 4 week mark, they can actually start jogging. You can jog in the pool. They have treadmills that you can jog in the pool. And so you're unweighted, but you're putting some stress through that ankle, but not as much as if you were on a regular treadmill.
I feel like the Colby Young was probably headed toward, an NFL draft, probably a fringe NFL kid. So with this surgery, as far as fixing it, and if you're an NFL doctor, are you concerned with the surgery long term, or hey, you'll just be fine?
I think I'd say you'll be fine. Okay. Those aren't the ones that they worry about.
Dr. Sasser, once again, appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden House Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, well, here we go. Big week of high school football the last week. And then also, it's Georgia, Florida. Let's go.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The last week of high school football season, region championships and playoff seating implications everywhere. Lowndes scoots over to Baysmore Hyder to play Valdosta, and with a win, Lowndes is your region 1-6A champion. Effingham ventures across I-16 to take on Statesboro, and also with a win, Statesboro wins Region 1-5A. Savannah Christian treks to Lyons to take on Tombs. The winner is your region champ, and ECI and Screven square off for a winner-take-all game as well. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.